Opponents of RFRA say it opens the door to legal discrimination, particularly against gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people. They are not explicitly protected by Indiana's civil rights law, and RFRA could allow businesses to refuse them services based on religious grounds. Opponents like City County Councilor Zach Adamson say that sends the wrong message.
This is not 1915 Alabama. This is 2015 Indiana. And I'm here to say that this law is not welcome here.
Adamson and others worry that the law will make it hard to recruit businesses and the talent pool to work at them. RFRA has unleashed a torrent of bad PR for Indianapolis and the state in social media and in the press. And that's not all. After software company Salesforce said it was canceling its expansion here, Indy-based Angie's List said on Saturday that it's halting plans for a $40 million expansion on the east side. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Michelle Johnson.